Well, there is still a desperate shortage of foster carers across Cambridge and Cambridgeshire. We're trying to remedy that situation by working with St Christopher's Fellowship. I'm joined on the line by Lois, who is one of their supervising social workers, and Connie, who is actually a foster carer. Hi to you both.
Hello.
Hi, Neil. Good morning.
Right, let's start with you, Connie. You're a foster carer. Talk us through a typical day, if you would.
Well, Neil, I can honestly say that it's difficult to define a typical day, as it depends on the age and ability of the child or young person that you're looking after at the time. You can expect the same, really, as with your own children, like being available practically and emotionally and setting a structure for their day. You'll also have once a month support group where you get to meet other foster carers. And I can honestly say that each day is very, very rewarding.
So let's talk, if we would, as your experience as a foster carer. How long have you been doing this, and what sort of range of children have come through your care?
I've been fostering now with St Christopher's for 13 years.
Goodness me.
a long time. And I've fostered the range, really. I look after mainly teenagers, but I have at times looked after younger children. So it all depends, really. But usually, as I say, teenagers, and once they've come, they can stay 4, 5, 6 years.
Really?
And even when they leave, they're still part of your family. They're still in touch, and you're still in touch with them.
And that's an important thing, isn't it? Yes, it is a job. Yes, you're getting paid to do it. But it isn't that, is it? It is, as you say, you're bringing people in as part of your family.
You are indeed, yeah. And you're always in constant touch, even when they've left. You make such a difference to their lives, and they're to yours. They make your life more fulfilling as well.
But I guess not without their challenges, though. Teenagers, well, by the time they get to you, have had quite a lifetime's worth of experiences, haven't they?
Can be very challenging and keep you on your toes, but that once again is rewarding when you see the outcomes from what you do.
Indeed.
To help them.
Indeed, indeed. So, Lois, let's turn to you. With the pandemic on the go, is it still possible for people to start fostering at the moment?
Oh, yes, absolutely. You know, like you said initially, there is a general shortage of foster carers. We still need people even during the pandemic.
Right.
We are really looking for people who are warm, caring, patient, and have the time to commit to a child who might not have had that great start in life. So really today, we are very lucky in the sense that, you know, we've got technology, and this is such an amazing tool when it is used correctly. So when I say that, we are able to do the fostering assessment online using the virtual apps, videos, phone calls. So again, we can still see the potential foster carer's house, which is obviously a standard check as part of the assessment.
Sure, sure.
We can also do face-to-face visits under the COVID guidelines. So we don't have the data just yet, but we anticipate an increase in the number of children coming into care once lockdown ends. So really, we want to ensure that we have as many foster families available as possible to provide homes, care, support, and love to give to these children.
We were talking there with Connie about the support she gets, and she says about the regular, you know, the online. How easy is that to do at the moment? Can people be confident that they're going to get that support? Because people coming into it for the first time, I would guess that the amount of support you need first time round is probably, Connie's been doing it 13 years. She's probably a bit of an old hand at this now and knows exactly how the system works.
Oh, she's an expert now, isn't she, Connie? So yes, in terms of support, we are still able to provide support to our carers. I mean, obviously we've moved to online support because of the pandemic, but within that there is flexibility in terms of the telephone calls, video calls. We're still able to visit foster carers and their children when they feel this is needed, provided we are obviously using the correct PPE. There is monthly support groups, as Connie highlighted, with foster carers. This is obviously an opportunity for carers to meet, and it is well attended by foster carers within the agency. So this is their opportunity to share experiences, knowledge, discuss ideas, success, difficulties, and of course, learn from each other. There is also the out-of-hours service available to all carers. This is usually outside normal working hours of 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., so anything outside that, really. So within the Eastern region, we are a really small team. So although each foster carer has their own allocated social worker, we are very blessed in the sense that we have an approachable manager where carers feel very comfortable to make contact with her. And also, because we are a small team, all social workers within the team actually get to know the foster carers, their families, and the children that they're looking after. So really, everyone is there to help and offer advice if needed. We also have a support worker within the team that will take children out for direct work, and she works closely with the foster carers as well as the social workers. We also have a psychotherapist who is really there to provide advice and practical strategies for managing any behaviours that carers might find difficult. This is also really another source of support where foster carers can go for reassurance or even to just offload, really.
Yes. Okay. All right. Now, I mean, you've made it quite clear there, both of you, I think, really, that, you know, this is quite hard work. This is a real commitment you're taking on here. You're facing challenges, often if it's teenagers we're talking about. Why should you do it? Why bother? Connie, why have you been doing it for 13 years?
Well, I can say that I've always wanted to foster, as I had seen the positive outcomes for children with other foster carers. My sister was one. My sister had also fostered. So Christopher's was recommended to me, and I've enjoyed it so much that, well, as you may say, 13 years later, I'm still with St. Christopher's. And I'd like to add as well that I'm a single carer, so please don't think that you need to be part of a couple to foster. You can get in touch and let people, and you can get more information.
So obviously you'll need to visit stchrist.org.uk, request a call back or ring a free number, which is 0800-234-6282.
All right, well, it sounds like it's a very worthy cause. Connie, I guess you're looking forward to this because you've got Christmas coming up, which must be a great time. You know you're making a difference to these teenage lives.
It certainly is. Yeah. It certainly is, Neil. It is really, really interesting Christmas. And we all get together as a big family, even the ones that have left come back. Hopefully we can this year. We don't know yet.
Sure.
And it's really, really makes it... Well, it makes it good for my family as well, for everybody to be together.
Fantastic. Well, listen, Connie, keep up the good work. 13 years, you get your long service medal soon. Lois, thank you very much for coming on, telling us all about it. Hopefully lots more people will decide it's something they can do to make lives better at the end of this dreadful year and make 2021 a much better one. But for now, thank you both very much.
And we look forward to meeting the new foster carers.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah, me too. Thank you very much, Neil, for your time.